Welcome to Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. Burrowers and breadcrumbs, sugar skulls and birds' blood. In this episode, survival meets decay and desire gets gory. Our first piece is a love poem of sorts by Claire Denson. It's titled, If You Have to Die, Let Me. It was published in Spork Press. Love? Obsession? You decide. Enjoy.
If you have to die, let me be your maggot. When I climb in through your cheek, you'll greet me gaping, skin like honeycomb. Your sweetness dripping out each pore. You won't stir a sound, just smile steady. Each morning I'll wake, smelling of you, and everywhere I'll look is you, the sky, your ribs, the ground, your spine. While your skin strips away like petals from a flower, I can leap across your open palm, finger to finger without you, clenching down. Encased in the sleeping bag of your arteries, I'll toss between tendons, bathe in your bowels, burrow my body in your lung. Gliding along your aorta, I won't worry about where your heart lies or my place in it. I'll know what it tastes like. I'll writhe among your lingering pieces as they blend with liver and spleen, which at this point are both useless except to me. Come night, I'll lay my body on the pillow of your brain to ask about your day. As if you could answer, as if you could leave.
Claire Denson is a Brooklyn-based book publicity manager, editor, and poet whose work appears in Minnesota Review, Massachusetts Review, Salt Hill Journal, and elsewhere. You can find her on Instagram at Claire _, on Twitter at Schmerschman, on Facebook at Claire Denson, or on her website at clairedenson.com. Our second piece, by Evan Williams, may be imagined in its entirety, or at least we hope so. Published in Hobart After Dark, or HAD, it's called Ted. Enjoy.
Ted wants your birds. They are for his children. Ted's children are worms. They did not start this way. Ted's children drink birds' blood. This is how they became worms. Ted's family lives in a pile of breadcrumbs. He imagines he manages an imaginary menagerie. Ted has never imagined doing anything else. His father manages a more successfully imagined menagerie. Ted's worms think Ted is a failure. You are a failure, they say in unison. Ted's worms paint their breadcrumb pile with bird's blood. The breadcrumbs sing a bird song, and the worms sing along. Ted does not know the words to the bird song. The worms know the words to the bird song, and everything else Ted does not. Ted does not know he is imaginary. The worms have created him out of branches. Ted is a portal for birds' blood. He cannot exist without your birds. Ted needs your birds.
Evan Williams is a Midwestern poet and essayist studying at the University of Chicago, where he writes on topics ranging from masculinity to the Svalbard Global Seed Vault. You can find him on Twitter at Evan Squilliams. Our third and final piece, written by Ed Grabanowski, is called A Little Bit at a Time. Detailing one person and her many scars, it tells a story of an apocalyptic world. Enjoy.
She got the Winchester Model 12 shotgun from her dad, who taught her to shoot when she was a kid. It was engraved with the family name, Vasquez. Now the barrel was flared from overuse, and the stock carried a dark stain from that one time in Bullhead City. She got the Sugar Skull tattoo on her left arm when she was 20, after she dropped out of the University of New Mexico to join a band. She got the leather jacket from a biker in Tulsa. They ran together for a month, until one night when a biter nicked his femoral and he bled out real quick. She put a knife blade through the base of his neck after he died, as a favor. She got the mirror shades in a gas station outside Las Cruces, not long after the world went to shit and dead people started eating living people. That was also where she got the carton of cigarillos. She smoked whenever there were a lot of rotting corpses around, which was most of the time. She got the scar on her face when she ditched her motorcycle near Fort Stockton. She got the scars on both legs from some undead fucker in Gainesville with gaping, empty eye sockets. She got the scars on her throat from a trucker in Little Rock who wasn't dead. Yet. She got the dry, distant look in her eyes from all of it, a little bit at a time.
Ed Grabanowski is a freelance writer and the singer in a band called Space Lord. You can find him on Twitter at RobotViking or on his website at robotviking.com. Well, we survived and made it to the end of the show. Thanks for listening. This episode was edited and curated by Dylan Evers and produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. Our theme song is by Matt Ordez, and Maymay Kaufman runs our social media. Find us on LitHub, on our website at micropodcast.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to check out our interview series headed by Kirsten Renault called 5 Q's with Kirsten. We've got a full transcript of the show up on our website, and if you need subtitles, you can find the show on YouTube, which we have links to on our website as well. Subscribe to the show and leave reviews if you like what we do and you want to support us. It's a super simple, easy way to help people find the show. And be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.